the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. End of the week, it is. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program today. Oh, I'm going to have a hot one for you today. It's a hot one. Race relations. Is that up to date or what? Also, I'm going to talk about the ice bucket challenge. People have no idea what this thing really entails. What's really going on about this drive with the ice bucket and making $32 million by dumping water, cold water on your head in ritual. By the way, there's a lot more to this and people didn't have any idea. And you say, well, oh, come on, man, you're stretching it now. Nope, it came from Bill Gates. Bill Gates started it. Bill Gates is one of the seven of the billionaires. Buffett, Oprah, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, several others I'll talk about today. They got together so it wouldn't be a government conference in New York to discuss how they're going to kill, how they're going to depopulate the world. That was the purpose of it. That's fact now. Bill Gates came up with, he's a Satanist. I'm not being derogatory, I'm telling you what he is. As is Oprah, Ted Turner, and the rest of them. Part of the globalist agenda to depopulate. The plan for depopulation goes back in a formal plan set up called, look it up now if you want, NSSM 200 by Kissinger and Haig in 1973. Jimmy Bob Carter, former president of sort, is another Satanist, and that's fact. Continued the program with Global 2000 in all kinds of horrific ways to depopulate. You know what depopulate means? Don't mean to populate. Depopulate means to take away from the population. Well, we've got too many people already. Nope, that's a lie. You do not. That's a lie that's fomented by the eugenics, by the Rockefellers, even to their own globalists of population to justify just a laundry list of means of sterilizing, killing, abortion, all kinds of ways to depopulate. War, everything. You need to know the enemy. Because when you know the enemy, you form groups, councils yourselves, sending letters out, meeting with your congressman, all kinds of ways, things you can do. But if you don't know where the enemy is coming from, you can't do them. Or if you do them, you're led astray because of infiltrators that come into your groups, lead you in a different direction. You got to know your enemy. Otherwise, you're going to just spin your wheels. You got to know where to send your prayers. Who to pray for, who to pray against, and what to pray against. And to remain righteous so God will hear the prayers. Family, there's things that can't be done. But you got to know your enemy. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And I'm going to talk about race relations as it applies according to the Bible. I'm going to talk about this ice bucket challenge. There's a lot more. There's more to this than people can meet the eye. It's a water baptism. It's a ritual of Aquarian age. Those in the know, let me tune you into something. It's called the Hoover Dam. The age of Aquarian is evolution of mankind to the next level. Is linked up to Yeshua, the fake Jesus of Sanand Emanuel coming. Hoover Dam. A lot of water there, you know. Those in the know, you already know what I'm talking about, I think. 3,500 years ago, non-biblical sources indicate that there was a major upheaval of land. A lot of water, a big tsunami, worldwide, a major event happened with a large loss of life. But this is unsubstantiated, it's legend, but in many different places. About 3,500 years ago. I don't get this from just one location, I get this from many different sources. And it's all pointing to 3,500 years ago. Every 3,500 years there's something that happens. The earth is 7,000 years old, created, not evolved. Grand Canyon was cut out by a very large water of activity, not from the Colorado River, for goodness sakes. Something happened on this earth 3,500 years ago, and there's a gap of history. That doesn't talk about it. A gap of history that doesn't exist. That's kind of why they call it the gap. A very large loss of life that period of time. A movement of the continents would be a very interesting explanation. And the reasons thereof to cause this mass movement of tectonic plates would have caused a very large tsunami that would wipe out most of the coastlines of the world. Specifically in some areas in America, Europe, Middle East. Tearing the continents apart. That cause is coming back around this way. Water, baptism. I'll explain that today. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and we'll march on. And everything I say, I want you to not believe me. I want you to do your own research. I can't do this myself. I just give you what I find. I will tell you I vet out my sources very well, but that doesn't mean a thing. You vet them out too. You don't take my word for it. Not never from one person. Never. Never. It don't matter who it is. Whether it's Billy Graham, who's a 33rd degree Mason, that's a problem in the first place, or Bob Shuler, or whatever his name is, or Hawkins, or any of these people that have these high degrees and have written all these books, that means squat. That means nothing. It comes from their motivation is what means something. You do your own research from multiple sources. Always. Never take one person or even two. Don't take their word for it because of their history or their qualifications. Go for more researchers, more research, more sources. And then pray about it to find the truth. Because the truth will set you free. And you'll know when you found it. It takes a burden off your chest. If you're sitting in a church pew and you're hearing all kinds of, oh, you'll hear that today, spewing out venom from a church pulpit, and you're feeling, well, I've been coming to this church for 10 years, but gosh, something isn't right here. I don't feel comfortable. But you want to sit there because you're politically correct. You don't want to upset anybody or draw any more attention to yourself. You want to go with the flow. The mob mentality, the mass manipulation has worked on you, and you sit there because that's what you're told to do. But you feel that tightness in your chest, that uncomfortable feeling. Man, listen to it. If that comfortable feeling says get up and get out, man, get up and get out. If you're sitting in a movie and it's just rubbing you wrong, man, who cares? Get up and get out of there. Just leave. Take your popcorn with you. Eat it somewhere else. At a state park if you want to. But get out of there. When that inside of your body says, this is not right, something is wrong, man, just get up and leave. When they're not going with Scripture, I'm up, I'm out of there. I don't care what problem, what, if they, what are you doing? Psst, be quiet. Move out of the way. Move. I'm getting out of there. I've done that before, and I'll do it again. Because preachers aren't telling the truth today. You got some out there that do? Yeah. Sit there. Because your soul will be settled. He'll glue you to the seat because you're hearing Scripture out of the Bible, the King James Bible. When you hear that other Scripture coming out that's twisted, and you'll know. Coming from NIV Bibles, New American Standard Bibles, Christian identity, teaching and all this stuff, hate and venom. Man, get up and leave. Don't be afraid to make a spectacle. Matter of fact, it might help somebody. You might have two or three in there feel the same way, and they may get up too. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. When you're not hearing the pure words of God, be gone. Let's be starting. Lord, we thank you today for this prayer, opportunity we can pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of this broadcast, and Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of this network. And Lord, we thank you for bringing us all together. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins, that we may be able to see heaven. Lord, through him, we thank you for this sacrifice that you made of your only begotten Son. Lord, we also believe he's coming back. And Father, we wait for that day. But Father, guide us along this path as we're pulled away and pulled side to side, sometimes held back by Satan's devices. Father, we call upon you to give us wisdom, discernment, to see through the deception, to give us courage to speak out and speak up, and Father, to give us that audience, give us opportunities that we have, that we can get to witness to others, to help others, and Father, to bring us all together, that Father, we sometimes have doubt in our heads that we're straightened out too, that Lord, to bring out the watchmen, to give them the courage to speak out, give them the knowledge to speak up with. Lord, we pray today for our veterans, We pray today for those that are not veterans that are also being targeted by the technology causing the suicides. Father, we call upon you to render null and void the effects of these drugs and fluoride and all these chemicals that have been shoved down people's throats. Lord, we pray for them that they'll have that purity of the body, that, Lord, that you give them that break supernaturally, that, Father, they'll see the effects of these drugs, these shots and vaccines and all that, Father, that's trying to cause an abomination to the body. Lord, we call upon you to have a spreading of your Holy Spirit, Father, to touch those that's being targeted, those that's being used, abducted. Father, we know there's like 2,000 missing people per day in this United States. 800 to 900,000 per year just missing. Lord, we pray for their return. We pray, Father, you'll protect them. We'll pray, Father, you'll bring those with a heart to you that's accepted your Son, Jesus, and, Father, to use those in crowds that they'll witness to others to bring them to Jesus. Father, we call upon you to strip down, take away the protection of the fallen angels, take away the protection of the wicked cults and the covens. Father, to take down their protection, cause them derision and division among themselves. And, Father, we call upon you to destroy the technology, causing the voices in the heads of those, Father, that's hearing those voices, that this technology, voice to skull, is being used against our people and against the veterans. And, Father, that if you can silence those voices through the destruction of the technology causing this. Father, we call upon you that those that are left naked, Father, that's taken away their protection, that, Father, you'll seal the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and that to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, for those that's going to be going that way. Lord, we call upon you to give us wisdom and discernment to see through the end times events as they're coming. There's so much deception in the churches today about the end times events. Lord, we need that Holy Spirit to raise up those that in the know, that have studied the Scripture, that know the end times from the Bible, that, Lord, they'll be able to speak out. Father, because so much deception is coming out of these churches and this charismatic movement and all these others that have false predictions, false prophecy. Lord, we need truth now. We need truth bad. And these things we pray today, Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm going to tell you something. You think that you have freedom. You do not. And we never have. The only freedom you got is through Jesus Christ. Now, this is not a religious program. This isn't it's not a religious program. It's not based on Christianity. It's based on Jesus Christ, the King James Bible. And that's not about Christianity. Christianity has so many different sects, S-E-C-T-S, you can't hardly determine which one's the right one. You ever thought that maybe none of them are? Since they use different Bibles, they go along with the Catholic Church. Family, if you're Catholic, you got to listen to me, because I know when you sit in that pulpit, when you sit in that pew, you're having that tight feeling in your chest that something just isn't right. But you've already been taught to sit there and just be quiet and do your little thing that you sit down when you get across when you go into the pew. They do the cross thing, right? And you just do the kneel thing and you go inside. It's all ritual. All ritual. Baptists, you got it too. You got something to say that, you know, you're not saved unless you're born again. Yeah, well, that's true. But you're not saved unless you be baptized. Well, that's not true. Baptism is a form of obedience. You get baptized when you can and when you have a place to. But when you can't, you're still saved when you take Jesus Christ as Savior. Acknowledge the sins to Jesus Christ in prayer, repentance, and believe upon him and his return, his ascension, his return. Then you're saved when you believe that, truly believe. And then baptism is a form of obedience. And you do get baptized, but what if you can't? What if you don't belong to a church? You're not near a church. You don't have any water. Holy Spirit will baptize you. But it doesn't mean, well, I don't have to be baptized. I'm not going to. No, you get baptized. Is it required? No. But don't mean you don't do it. You should also not steal. Obey the Ten Commandments. The prison, the felon, the criminal beside Jesus on the cross said, I believe upon you. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say, well, you got to get baptized. Somebody bring some water up here. Get this man baptized before he dies. It didn't say that. And John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water, but there's one that comes to baptize you with the Spirit. But it doesn't mean you don't do it, assuming you have the opportunity. You have the membership or whatever. You know, you go to a church and do it. Belong to a church, the opportunity there, they will dunk you in the water. I'm getting there now. I'm moving. I'm setting up a stage here. I'm laying the groundwork what I'm going to talk about today. Yesterday, a little summary of yesterday. It all goes along with it. I was talking about Christian identity. And a lot of you aren't concerned about Christian identity. So you might ask, why am I even talking about it? Well, it's to warn you against it, but I'm also talking about it for those that's involved in it. I talk about the Freemasons, not to get down on the Freemasons. Who am I to judge anybody? But for the Freemasons, I bring it up, so they'll hear it, hopefully, and use the stars to know what they're involved in. And then not take my word for it, but do your own research on it. The only sole authority of knowledge is the King James Bible. There are no others. Nothing. No other Bible, nor the book, nor the person, except the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ and God. And those three are one and the same. I'm going to give you a quick summary of the Christian identity. And I'll lead up to something here about baptism. We'll talk about the ice, bucket of ice challenge thing and what really is behind it. It's going to shock you what's really behind this ice bucket challenge. As brought about by Gates. There's more behind it than you can imagine. It has a lot to do with baptism of a different kind. Christian identity movement is a name that applies to a variety of other religions and cults, all identified by racist and anti-Semitic principles. It involves the KKK, the Aryan Nations, as I said yesterday. The preachers of the Christian identity are venomous. I will give you an example today of how it works. And I think this is appropriate. I do believe it's appropriate because of Ferguson. Family Ferguson, Missouri. Ferguson was absolutely a setup from the day one. Just like Sandy Hook. Just like the Bundy Ranch out there in Nevada. All of it is to poke and prod you and to see what you're made of. To see what you're going to do. Sandy Hook was to justify putting police in all the schools when the time comes. Now they're starting to give them AR-15s. Automatic weapons. Well, let's protect the children. Then they had two kids who was getting ready to massacre a bunch just recently. Family, they're putting police and armed security to the teeth. They will be putting them in every school to protect the school from the parents. Your shooters have all been on Prozac, controlled, MK Ultra, to justify putting armed security in your schools. That's protect the schools from the parents. When the parents want to come get their kid out of there, when that kid texts the parents and says, we're making us put vaccinations, making us get vaccinations or teach us about this other stuff, I want to go home. And the parents are going to say, well, I got to leave work. I'm going to get my kid. you will not be able to. When they pass the international rights of the child, they will put you in jail. But I'm a sovereign citizen. That don't mean one ounce of anything. The Constitution has been rendered null and void long ago. I don't know why these people out here don't tell you that. Maybe they don't know. Well, they better bone up right quick, because the Constitution is not into effect. I'm not going into that right now. You've been lied to, family. You've been lied to bad. It's been out of effect since 1783. Rendered null and void 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Federal ruling ruled against the Constitution in a very sneaky way. Lincoln took us off of it a long time ago, too. Of course, he got wise and started identifying the Jesuits as the murderers that started the Civil War in the first place. Then they had to assassinate him. Family, if you knew the real history, it would boggle your mind. But back to this Christian identity. They're used to separate and divide us. A lot of them don't even know they're being used as vehicles themselves. The cults are typically found among radically anti-government, extremist, right-wing groups, and survivalist groups. The Christian identity cults are connected by unbiblical theological similarities, serpent seed doctrine, I've mentioned before, I talked about the serpent seed doctrine. A very conservative interpretation of the Christian Bible, hatred of homosexuality. Listen to what I'm saying now. There's a hatred of homosexuality. That's just one of many sins that God names. Not just homosexuality, adultery, lying, cheating, stealing, Freemasons, all of them. Not just homosexuality. Don't just single that one out. Rejection of followers of other religions. A view of the white race, white man, the Adamic race, or true Israelites, or superior, the baloney. Other races are satanic spawn of Cain. People really believe this nonsense. This leads naturally to a hatred of blacks and Native Americans and immigrants from non-Aryan lands. When you attend a Christian identity meeting, and they start talking about the Christian Bible, you say, oh yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And they say, well, we are, and they start talking about the Adamic race, the white race of true Israelites, and black race, and I'm up and I'm gone. I'm out of there if I was ever one of them. I'd be gone so fast. They say, who is that Flash? I don't know. He's sitting there and he's disappeared. Just vanished. All I saw was his butt out the door. What's that car screaming outside? I'd be gone, man. I wouldn't wait not a second to get out of there. But no, people sit because they want to please the crowd. Like the five monkeys trying to find that banana and getting sprayed off of it with that cold water. Till they all realize we can't get that banana without getting sprayed by water. Man, leave the banana alone. Then five more monkeys are put in there later and they say, why don't we get that banana? Just not supposed to. Why? I don't know why. Just don't. Experiment I'm going to talk about next week. It's interesting. More to it, obviously, but that's what happens after this experiment. Why don't you do it? Well, we've never done it, and we don't know why we don't, but you just don't. People believe this stuff. Man, ask the questions. Peel the banana to the end. Find out why. They believe that Adam and Eve were white. Many other pre-Adamic and non-white people were already in existence. That's where they get Genesis 1 from. When Adam was created, already had somebody out here. This led to belief that Anglo-Saxon Protestants are the true identity of God's chosen people of the Hebrew Scriptures. That's nonsense. Non-whites are considered subhuman by these people. Biblical beliefs confirm their concept of white racial superiority. As a minimum, they call for racial separation. Some call for extermination of what they call the mud races. Non-white races. See, they're used by the Jesuits to cause division. to create the chaos. They create the chaos to bring the order. So they use a Christian identity to cause the separation, to cause violence, to cause the hate. So you get tired of hating because they're causing it. Then we'll cause you to come together for the new world order. That's how they do it. It's order out of chaos. They cause the chaos. They have the order because you react to it. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Look it up. Oh, they're clever. Satan is very clever. He teaches them how to do it, the Jesuits. That the commandment which forbids adultery does not refer to extramarital sexual relationships. See what? Rather, it forbids racial adultery, interracial marriages. And the reasoning is that the Ten Commandments forbids coveting one's neighbor's possessions, already bans adultery, and one of those possessions is a neighbor's wife, and so God would not have repeated himself. See how they twist it? Like a pretzel. They consider themselves to be direct descendants of Adam's son, Abel, and thus are God's chosen people. They regard the Jewish people as having descended from Cain. Thus, the Jewish belief that they're the chosen people is invalid. So that's kind of led to an extreme anti-Semitism within the Christian identity movement. Theodor Herzl, by direction of the Jesuits, created the Zionist movement. And in his own diary, he is quoted as saying that Zionism is to liquidate Jewish wealth. Remember this now, about liquidating wealth of those they want to eliminate, so they'll not have the financial power to sue or to bring other folks to a political party to go against them and all that. They want to make sure those, the enemy, do not have the funds or the opportunity to go against them. The New Age movement can best be described as a counterfeit identity. It's being raised up by the Jews to provide a substitute for the real truth, they say. Well, the New Age movement comes from the Roman Catholic Church. New Age movement, find it. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is the father of the New Age movement. The New Age movement is nothing more than the Fourth and Third Reich. It's nothing more than the religions was before the Vatican, before Christianity, called the ancient mystery schools of religion that Bill Cooper talked about. The Vatican covers over the ancient mystery schools of religion. Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, Shamanism, Saturnalia worship, all these ancient mystery schools of religion was encompassed under the Roman Catholic Church in the 4th century. Family, I'm sorry. This is where all the holidays come from. The holidays, Christmas, Easter, every one of them. Columbus Day, 4th of July, every single cotton-picking holiday. Every one of them are a marker and identification for the constellations to locate the sun, the moon, certain power structures of the year, of where they do their satanic rituals. That's the purpose of all holidays. God don't have holidays. He have feasts. Three have been done already, three yet to come. The feast, yes, but at certain times that God has designated already. Other holidays or extraneous of God. Feasts are of God, holidays are of Satan. To identify the moon, to identify the sun, because there's power structures to open up the portals from their satanic sacrifices and so forth. And rituals, opens up portals. So at certain times they can do it. Sometimes it might last 100 years, won't come around to another 100 years. So they have an agenda, objectives they must carry through. It's what witchcraft is all about. Family, this goes all the way up to your Clintons, Buchanans, the Pope, all these in this Luciferian agenda, New Age movement, are involved in this at the highest level of governments, kings, queens, in every country. The Mervingian bloodline are satanic, Masonic, up their yin-yang. Queen Elizabeth II is on the top of the list. She married her second cousin, Prince Philip. Lower-level cousin you go, you're assigned little jobs like president of a country or prime minister. I'm telling you dead serious here. Look it up on your own. You will find it to be true. Christian identity. That's some of their basic beliefs. White supremacist mindset that seeks to replace national Israel with British or American whites as the chosen people of God. I'm a white boy, Scotch-Irish. A little bit of Cherokee slipped in the woodpile. But I'm all Scotch-Irish, every bit, Gambill. The other side of the family, Sturgill. Came over on, I think, the ship after the Mayflower. I don't know. Martin Gamble rode, just like Paul Revere did up there, but he rode like three states. North Carolina, Virginia, somewhere else. I don't know where exactly. Revolutionary War. So I go way back. But the Indians and the Mexicans go back a whole lot further than the white folk did. They were in America first, by the way. The racist theology is followed by over 50,000 people in the United States. And the largest Christian identity group movement is in famous KKK. The KKK was created by Albert Pike and Nathan Bedford Forrest back in the 1860s. Did you know, have any idea, this idea in the South, that the I know some people are taking notes today, so I don't want to get too fast on them. I know. The Emancipation Proclamation, where do you think that came from? Any idea? It's a Friday, I can say that today. The Emancipation Proclamation was brought to us by Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, as documented by the Illuminati themselves, part of the Mervingian bloodline he was, had a job to do for the Illuminati. And the Emancipation Proclamation was designed specifically to free the enslaved group, in this case it was the blacks, as a matter of their agenda. First, enslavement provided religion, gives them courage, and the fourth step is freedom. So the Emancipation Proclamation was in the planning stage even in the years of 1400. And Lincoln was the one designated to bring it out in the open as they had planned. That's amazing. Now, same thing, listen to this, same thing with the Declaration of Independence. It was brought in by the Illuminati and the Vatican, the Jesuits. Can't bet y'all didn't know that, did you? But Lincoln went rogue on them. Now, all this ties into the formation of the KKK and Albert Pike, who was a Freemason, planned the World Revolutionary Movement before it from 1870s to 1945. Encompassed three world wars. He planned 1871. He sure did. Adam Weishaupt did the plan from May the 1st, 1776 to 1870s. Now, this is all pre-planned. History was pre-planned. But you won't hear that from a history professor in Harvard, because they lie. That's another fact. Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote, Catholics, talking about the Civil War, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of our noblest sons. Though there are great differences, were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us." You'll find that in Charles Chickney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885, on page 388. It's there. You'll say, "Well, that's a civil war." And I'll say, "Really? Well, how about if I just go ahead and give you a little up-to-date, like 1950? General Lin Pao of the North Korean forces in the Korean War, he wrote, and I have it confirmed by General Douglas MacArthur, that this is all set up in the Korean War too. As a North Korean official claimed he had promises from Washington that MacArthur would not attack him. Does that sound familiar? Because Washington's controlled by the Jesuits. That's fact. We're a colony of England today. Ooh, that brings some implications, don't it? General Lin Pao said, and I quote General Lin Pao, L-I-N-P-I-A-O. He said, look at the similarities of this. "I would never have made the attack and risk my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against against my lines of supply and communication," unquote. See, General Lin Pao, P-I-A-O, was a general in the Red Chinese Army. He fought against the United States and Korea. Sound familiar? It should. Nothing new under the sun. So in the 1860s, the Illuminati used the signing of the Magna Carta that they set up in 1215 A.D., using liberty as a means of galvanizing the population to control them. It was used as a model for our Declaration of Independence to do the same thing for us. And the Atlantic Charter and the Four Freedoms. Well, Lincoln, who is a racial avatar, I have it documented, family. This is an Illuminati documentation. The emancipation of the slaves was in purpose. First, you had to put them in bondage in the 1600s in this Bible Belt. For tobacco. Then comes the Civil War. Civil War was to establish another debt that ended in 1859 from 1789 of the 70-year debt. They had to have a war to establish debt. With debt, they control the country or the person. That's how they do it. Keep you in debt. Your college degree, you're in debt. Your house, you're in debt. Your car, you're in debt. Always in debt. That's orchestrated and planned out, family, by design. Well, they brought a culture under bondage, obviously, with the plan of generations later to release them and still control them. That's what the Emancipation Proclamation was all about. I quote, "The spiritual idea of human liberty, which had become a recognized idea, became a demanding desire, and a great symbolic happening took place. the slaves were freed. Like all things which human beings enact, perfection is non-existent. The Negro is not free in this land of the free, and America will have to clean house in this respect. To put it in clear, concise words, the United States of America must see to it that the Constitution and Bill of Rights are facts and not a dream. Only thus can the inevitable working of the law of karma, which is our theme today, be offset. The Negroes or Americans, as well as the New Englanders and all other stocks, which are not indigenous in this country. And the Constitution is theirs also. And yet the privileges it confers are withheld by those who are the slaves of selfishness and fear. Unquote. Then you have the liberation of humanity by the United Nations. And it's all been planned out. That was unquote, by the way. So they must have chaos, and the chaos is produced by these Black Panthers, KKK, NAACP, ACLU, Aryan Nation. All these organizations are there to cause division so you'll want to come together. That's how they do it. They plan decades and generations ahead, family. If you don't play the game, it won't work. But we play the game. You all in Christian Identity, you're part of it. Man, don't play the game that they want you to play. There's other groups of similar theology, the Christian Identity, including, and they're connected, British Israelism. Because Israel is a colony of England, as is Australia and Canada and America. We're a colony, man. We are a corporation. You individually, I don't care who you are listening. I think there's, 10,000 of you listening? Yeah, I wish. I don't care who's listening. You are a corporation from their perspective. That's why you pay income tax. Corporations pay income tax. Sovereign citizens don't. But corporations do. You're a corporation. Dummy corporation with a certificate of authenticity and a number to boot. So is the United States. Incorporated. It might as well be Walmart. I might as well say a pledge of allegiance to Walmart. We've been fooled. Now, I'm a former U.S. Marine. Not an ex-Marine, but a former Marine. Once one, always one. I joined because I wanted to fight. That's the only reason I joined. In 1975. Got out in 87. I joined to fight. That's the only reason. So don't say I'm not a quote-unquote patriot. Guess what I joined for? I just found out the truth, that's all. Major General Smedley D. Butler did too. He wrote a treatise called War is a Racket in 1932. So you don't believe me? Read about him. He had 3 times Medal of Honor. Turned one down because he didn't think he deserved it. He's an honest guy, tough guy, too. Plot to seize the White House. He exposed that to Congress. They tried to involve him in a plot to take over the White House. He exposed them. The same ones I'm talking about right now. The globalists. Illuminati. Jesuits. It's all connected, family. Anyways, other groups are similar in the Christian, about British Israelism. A milder philosophy that gave rise to Christian Identity theology. And then Kenism. You got Arnold Murray, who's a link to Christian Identity. You got Westboro Baptist Church, linked to Christian Identity. Phelps, Christian Identity. Steve Anderson, you have a Christian Identity sneaking in there a little bit. And all sorts of folks out there are connected to Christian Identity that you wouldn't even believe. Calvinism, it's all connected. Christian Identity is more virulently racist, and there are other differences. The followers believe that the end of the world is going to be preceded by a cleansing war, during which all non-whites will be exterminated. Well, I got news for you, bro. I have evidence from the Illuminati themselves, chapter 15, the protocols, that in fact, States. And guess who's in control? Why God allows it. The Illuminati are. And the Jesuits. They're in control, by the way. And God's going to use them before he gets rid of them. Well, in chapter 15 of their protocols, yeah, they're going to execute all Freemasons that know too much. And quote, all those below will die as if by some illness, unquote. That's going to happen when they have total control. The Great White Brotherhood has total control. They are going to exterminate all Freemasons. They will not need secret society members any longer. They've used you up to get rid of everybody else. And the atheists will be targeted as well. After they've been used up, that's how they do it. They peel away the onion, they throw the peel away. They don't just keep it and use it. They throw it away. Y'all better take heed. If you belong to Freemasons, they took over in 1782, July, at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, the Illuminati married the Masons and took control of them. Your Freemason won't know this, your Master Mason. He won't have a clue. Y'all better look into it. You are targeted. So they believe in this cleansing war that all non-whites will be exterminated. Well, it's going way beyond that. And the mindset that they've been given is a rise to terrorism and other nefarious behavior. And the history and activities of Christian identity are extensive. There's two main perversions of their doctrine that's led Christian identity to very wrong conclusions about the Word and about God and the way they twist it. They're famous for the idea that British, and by extension Americans and Canadians and others, are the spiritual and literal descendants of the 10 lost tribes of ancient Israel. Not, is what they believe. They believe the white race now represents God's chosen people. A belief found in some creative interpretation of migratory history of some sort, but not based on facts at all. The Bible tells us that God will restore Israel as a nation to fellowship with him after protecting them from the many nations that will come against them in the end times. The Jews there today, like Netanyahu and the rest, they're not Jews. They're the synagogue of Satan. The real Jews, oh, they'll be there. God used the synagogue of Satan and the tribe of Dan. 13th tribe. It's taken out of the lot. Married up with Sananda Manuel and had a little bit of hanky-panky going on there. Yeah. They'll be cleaned out about three-quarters of them in the second seal. Somebody better tell Hagee this. I don't think he knows. And the Star of David is not of God or David. It's a crest of Solomon. Witchcraft. Hexagram. And America, we have the pentagram. I'm sorry, but there's 50 of them on the flag. Star of David, they have a hexagram, which is more witchcraft than pentagram. Man, we've been fooled one side up down the other. It's time to face the facts. It's time to face the truth. And soon. Contrary to their beliefs of the Christian identity movement, it's clear from the Bible that the nation of Israel will be made of the same ethnic group that was responsible for Christ's death, namely the Jews. Zechariah 12, verse 10. Now, the second unbiblical belief held by the Christian identity is that the end times and return of Jesus Christ must be ushered in by genocidal war. Hence, they're testing the ground with Ferguson. They tested the ground in the 1960s. Now you getting it? What's really going on here? Behind the scenes? Kent State? Were they firing American citizens? Let's see. CIA tried to find out if those National Guard members would fire on American citizens. Well, they did. But they had a backlash on that sucker. 1993, they determined that it was not reliable for American soldiers to fire on American citizens. That's when they started bringing in the Russians, Chinese. Chinese started buying up territory called foreign trade zones in America. Where's Ron Paul now? He's quiet because he's part of this. He's a liar, too. All of them are. Jared Boykin, the whole doggone lot of them are Knights of Malta or Rosicrucians, are part of this agenda. Only Jesus is one you can trust. No human being, but Jesus only. Anyway, the Bible teaches that Christ will return to set up his kingdom without the aid of mankind. They're trying to promote this Joel's army nonsense. We got to bring it in ourselves. No, you don't. Nope. Rick Joyner is wrong. The aforementioned passage in Zechariah 12:10 that I talked about, I just mentioned in Zechariah 12:10, it, when you read it, it makes it clear and is supported by numerous other passages like Revelation 1 verse 7. It says that all tribes will witness his coming. You know, Titus 2 verse 3. It's written by a Jewish man, Paul, to a Jewish church. They're all joyfully anticipating return of Jesus Christ. Now, there is a mention of wars and rumors of wars I've talked about in Bible study the past couple nights. And that would occur before the end in Matthew 24, verse 6. But there's no indication in Scripture whatsoever that the Jewish nation would have to first migrate to Northern Europe. Matter of fact, they know where they are. Hitler didn't. Herod didn't. And neither will the New Age movement. They'll never find them either. God's got them hidden from you until the 144,000 of the real Hebrew Israelites pop up of the 12 tribes. You'll never find them till it's too late for you, bad guys. God's got them hidden, like he hid his true word for throughout the Dark Ages. It became the King James Bible later. Couldn't touch that neither, could you? Well, you're not going to touch the Hebrew Jews either. And the Jews there today, they'll be taken out, replaced by the real Jews, and with a real Hebrew, not the Yiddish they speak today. But God used them to set up a place for the Jews to go back to. There's no biblical reason to believe that non-white races will ever be eliminated by the hand of God or his true followers. In fact, the New Jerusalem in heaven will house all nations, and the kings of the earth will bring the glory and honor to the nations into it. You find that in Revelation 21, verses 22 to 27. And you know the Lord has always protected the sojourner and the foreigner. Isaiah 56, 1. And you know he commanded Israel not to marry the daughters of foreigners and not be so tempted to worship their idols. But he also drawn and continued to draw converts from other nations and tribes and tongues. Does he not? Ruth 1, verses 16 to 17, and Revelation 7, verse 9. So, what distinguishes these converts from those who reject God is not their skin color, but their acceptance of his offer of forgiveness through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. So your favor with God is a matter of the heart, not of a matter of race or nationality. So they're coming up with this fake Ferguson. Oh, they'd kill somebody in a heartbeat as a sacrifice, like Trayvon Martin. See, Trayvon Martin's mother wrote a letter to Brown's mom, and then they had it in the news. They want to keep it going, the Boule Society, or the blacks' equivalent to Freemasons. Freemasonry is a white's equivalent to, well, there you go. You got it? They're working together to keep this going because they've taken a blood oath. That's what's going on today. They're testing using Ferguson. Now, whether they take it to the limit, I don't know. One of them's going to go the limit and justify martial law. Now, y'all think you have it free. Now, remember I said, remember whatever it was I told you, remember, about being a corporation? Well, now I'm going to go back to it. You all are corporations. You're traded on the stock market, too, by the way, individually. You don't like it, do you? No. The blacks were traded on soapboxes back in the days of 1700s. They didn't like it neither. Now, the white folk are in their tyranny. They don't like it. What do you think the blacks had to put up with from 1600 to 1960? And then even after? How about the Indians? With the measles embedded blankets, for God's sake. Come on now. We got to look to ourselves, white folk, and repent of our family's misdealings and ourselves if we are members of these organizations. You better do a whole lot of repenting. Of your family, your great-great-grandfather, you got to repent for his what he did if he's part of this. And cut off that line. Otherwise, you're cursed. Carried four generations of blood oath. Family, this is serious business I'm talking about. We're individually corporations. But y'all didn't know that, white folk, and black folk, and Indian folk, whatever, you got a social security number, you got a birth certificate, you are a corporation. Bonded for $1 million on the day you're born. And that goes to a treasury account in Switzerland. You didn't know that either. Yeah, okay. Put as collateral in 1933. Didn't know that either, did you? Nope. Well, in this country, you do not have free enterprise. They make sure you as a citizen do never, never, never become a millionaire. The facade is, come to America for the American dream. It ain't going to happen. And I'm going to show you how they do it. You see this little girl out here, she's 13, 14, 15, whatever, got a shoe line, $1 million at 15 years old, that's baloney. You've got Zuckerman, whatever, you got those in Facebook and Twitter and all this that are self-made millionaires, that's the biggest lie. What it is promoted that you can do that, but they got backers behind them. I'll give an example. There was a free man, we'll call him, in the 1980s, they came up with a patent to turn water into fuel. A little simple device. He's an engineer. Well, the Illuminati tried to buy it off of him for $1 billion. He refused. He said, I want to give it to the American people. They murdered him and his partner. Now, that's one of many. And you have what's called patent pending. What do you mean pending? Here's my patent. You got it? Give it to me. It's mine. It don't work that way. Your house don't belong to you. It's a privilege. Notice that. Your car, nothing. You're in debt. They own it. Okay, watch this. When you come up with a new mousetrap, best one on the market, man, and you can do it yourself, you can make money off of it. I found a new mousetrap, or whatever it is. Well, you got to submit it to patent pending. You got to send it to the patent office, don't you? To protect it now, don't you? Yeah. Well, they catalog it. And then your income, they're going to monitor your income through the income tax. You got to file that too, don't you? Uh-huh. You do. Yeah, you do. So now when you pop up and all of a sudden you're making $500,000 in a month, where's this guy come? What's he got? Check him out. He's got a mousetrap. Whoa, look at that thing. That mousetrap goes after the mice. Yeah, we got to get that. So they're going to offer you something for that, because they got to take it off the market. Now you got it? Well, I'm just not going to submit a patent. I'm going to do it and just give it away. Okay. So you start making money, unless you do it for free. So you're going to make some money off of it. Income tax. Bang, 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 bang. Man, this guy made $50,000 last month. He's making $1,000 before. Man, not even employed. Find out. It's got to be a drug run. You see what they do? That's how they keep track of you, because you file income tax. That's how they keep track of your devices, through patent pending. Yeah, Albert Einstein was in the patent office, by the way. Hint, hint. So, now you understand how it really works. The President of the United States, he's a family member. Member of the Skull and Bones, or, matter of fact, Kerry and Bush are cousins. Colin Powell, cousin. Oh, yeah, bloodline going back to Charles Maine and King John. Yeah, they are. Burke Peerage. This little girl did this bloodline for all the presidents and discovered this. But that's not just her. Three or four other agencies confirmed it. They're all family, bloodline family. All of them, except for Van Buren. They're appointed, never elected. So It's that old thing when you're old back in the days, remember? Mom, I won't be president. Well, honey, you work hard and you blah, 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 blah. You maybe can become president. That's a lie. Because until you're in the bloodline and at birth, they plan you to be the president with 100% chance of being appointed. That's the reality. And you must become a Freemason or belong to one of the secret societies. Kennedy didn't. Abraham Lincoln didn't either. Mm-hmm. How about that? They didn't have any blood oaths to worry about. God worked on them, changed them around. But they got assassinated. But they left a mark. He left a mark, man. Left a mark. God brought them home. The others are going to hell. They've taken a blood oath and not renounced it. Income tax shows what you're making. Patent pending shows your patent, and they're going to take it from you. They do not want those against them to be millionaires. Freemasons find those people and try to liquidate their wealth. Try to liquidate their wealth. I told you, remember something, right? Remember I told you about Herzl? Theodore Herzl? Well, now comes test time. You thought I forgot, didn't you? I didn't. The founder of Zionism explained it long time ago in 1897, Theodore Herzl, who started the Zionist movement in 1897. He wrote in his diary, "It is essential that the sufferings of Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth." The anti-Semites, it means against the Jews, the anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of the Jews. The anti-Semites will be our best friends. Because see, the anti-Semites is their plan of chaos to bring order. So you have anti-homosexual. There's your Westboro Baptist Church. They always have it. They always have the thesis, antithesis. The thesis causes reaction. There we have the solution set up. So, the Ashkenazi, the fake Jews, Nazis, ones in Israel today in leadership, the Ashkenazi are creating the impression that the world is full of anti-Semites. This brings pity to the Jews. In one case, pity to the homosexuals, or pity to whatever group it is that's using this principle. See how it works? So it brings pity to the Jews, in this case, frightens some of the honest Jews into either fleeing to Israel or working with the Zionists. Have no choice. It justifies hate crime legislation. It justifies same-sex marriage ban lifting. You see how it works? Always works the same way. That's how they do it to mess with us. It's working exactly that way in the United States today. For all these groups they want to bring up. So it justifies hate crime legislation. Same thing with the fictitious alternate enemy of pollution. They use the same principle. So the hate crime legislation is set up to protect the poor innocent Jews. So Zionists create hundreds of organizations to defend us from the Nazis, thereby allows the Zionists to provide the solution to the problem that they created. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It's been working for generations upon generations. And you know the term Zionism? Was first introduced in 1893, 4 years before it was formally introduced, by Nathan Birnbaum. But you see, Theodor Herzl, Austrian Jew, born to a prosperous, emancipated Budapest family, he's recognized as the founder of Zionist ideology. Zionism was created by the Vatican, as was Nazism, Zionism, fascism, family. Well, in the 6th century, the Vatican created, I said created, the religion of Islam. They raised, trained, educated Muhammad the Prophet from when he was 6 years old when his mother died till he was 25 years old. And when at 25 years old, he was arranged marriage to Khwajana. Khwajana was a wealthy Arab lady who was a nun. Thus you have Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. And by the way, King Edward IV is in his bloodline by marriage into the kings of Muslims in Portugal and Seville, which puts Muhammad the prophet, yeah, man, in the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. And that's a fact. Trained by the Vatican as a major way to control the children of Ishmael, setting them up for World War III yet to come. Zionism to set up the offspring of Jacob and Isaac, both sides from Abraham, to bring in the revival of the Roman Empire. That's what's planned as World War III by Albert Pike, 1871. Is exactly what the plan says in his letter to Manzini in 1871 on planning World War I, II, and III. And World War III is to be between political Zionism and Islam. And countries either side to fight themselves to complete exhaustion physically, morally, spiritually, every which way you can think of, economically, and the revival, the old wound, the revival of the Holy Roman Empire will come up again. That was taken down in a forced beast. And the prophet Daniel talked about will be revival. That's what's coming. When God allows it. So they need these groups to keep this going. To keep us all upset. To keep us all at odds with each other. But keep playing the game. Keep playing the game. So now you see how they control us. The reality. As a matter of fact, there is a quote that tells you exactly what it's all about. Quote goes something like this. If I can find it right quick. Don't want to have any dead time, you know, on the air. Bad idea. Myron Fagan said, and I quote, "The idea was that those who direct the overall conspiracy could use the differences in those two so-called ideologies, Marxism, fascism, socialism, versus democracy, capitalism, to enable them, the Illuminati, to divide larger and larger portions of the human race into opposing camps, so that they could be armed and then brainwashed into fighting and destroying each other." That's what's happened in all of history. That's what happened in Arlington Cemetery since 1776. It's been done this way. The Vatican, the Jesuits, the secret societies, that's the enemy. And of them themselves. A lot of them don't even know it. So, the main quote I wanted to give you is by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. He said, and I quote, from the Maxims and Reflections of Goethe, he said, "No one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so," unquote. And Dresden James said, and I quote, the ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully, unawarely enslave themselves," unquote. That's what's happened. Now, I've been warning people for 5 years, as far as I can go, about a lot of this. Every now and then I'll put something out there that is different. You'll hear some of the same things in my broadcast. Now, Christian identity is any of themselves. To create this, they use purveyors in different strategies. Let me show you what I'm talking about. How's this sound? From a pastor.
I'm a dangerous person. You know, I'm a danger to law enforcement.
I'm not going to stand by and let them think it was the church.
Amen. Good.
It's bad enough that we got a bunch of faggots running the government.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to stand by and let some faggot run the church? See, I don't like that word. Why don't you like? What word do you like? Gay? Gay means happy. Gay means joyful. I'm happy. I'm joyful. He's a faggot.
And you know, you want to know who the biggest hypocrite in the world is? The biggest hypocrite in the world is the person who believes in the death penalty for murderers and not for homosexuals. And I'm going to tell you something. I hate Barack Obama. You say, well, you just mean you don't like what he stands for. No, I hate the person. Oh, well, you mean you just don't like his policy. No, I hate him. Now, I'm going to prove this from the Bible tonight, why I should hate Barack Obama. Why God wants me to hate Barack Obama. Why God hates Barack Obama. I'm a dangerous person. You know, I'm a danger to law enforcement. And, you know, when you're a child, you know, I would never do this anymore. I love all of God's creation. But when I was a child, you'd say, quick, go get the salt. Right? And you'd run in the house, and yeah, you run in, and you're rummaging through the cupboard, and you get that Morton salt shaker, right? And you go out to the snail, and you salt the snail. And what happens? It begins to melt. It melts away, because I don't know why, I can't explain the science behind it, but for some reason when you salt a snail, or salt a slug, you know, a slug is nothing but a snail with no shell, right? In German, actually...
Okay, you got the point? Now, you're sitting in church hearing this. Is that God? No, it's not. Hate. Well, that's not all. Let's try this one for size. And what comes to my mind is this scripture. 2 Timothy 2:24 says, and I quote, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will." So if I'm preaching hate and prejudice and so forth, they're going to dig in and protect what they believe. Well, that's how they're taught to do it. So there will not be a coming together, but there'll be a division. Terry Jones, well-trained out of Germany, a backwoods preacher from Florida, well-trained to come over here and start division again. See, there's a homosexual thing, and here's old Terry Jones.
Stop Islamic immigration. That they are only coming to this country to take over, to try to enforce through population growth, through political means, through educational means, that they're only coming here to try to enforce and force their laws, their Islamic laws upon us. We should stop immediately. Right now. Stop right now the building of all mosques in America, until they allow us to build churches in Saudi Arabia. Until we can build churches in Iran, Iraq, in countries that are dominated by Islam.
And Pastor Terry Jones joins us now. Pastor Jones, as you know, David Petraeus, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said yesterday of your event, and I quote, "It could endanger troops and it could endanger the overall effort in Afghanistan. It is precisely the kind of action the Taliban uses and could cause significant problems, not just here, but everywhere in the world we're engaged with the Islamic community." You're being warned by the U.S. military that your Koran burning will put the lives of American servicemen and women in danger. Does that give you pause at all? Do you care about the safety of our troops?
Yes, it does. We are taking his concerns very seriously.
What does that mean, though? Are you going to continue? Are you going to burn the Korans?
We right now have plans to continue. We are thinking about it. We are praying about it. As I said, we are taking his concerns very seriously. We just have also the concern as to how far do we go as Americans? When do we back down? Or when does the time come that we speak to radical Islam and we tell them no more, no longer? We will not be pushed around, and we will not bow to threats.
Okay. They don't mention there that the Vatican created Islam. The Vatican created the Al-Qaeda through the CIA and Mossad and Pakistani intelligence and Iranian intelligence. They worked together. They don't tell you that now, you see. So they're causing division. Why don't we talk about the Freemasons? Why don't we talk about Knights of Malta that are causing these problems by design? You see what they're supposed to do? They're doing what they're trained to do, to cause division. 30 years ago, the government locked into Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit to destroy it, like they are Mount Airy here, to make way for the newcomers for the North American Union. So, they destroyed Detroit, get rid. Why would you want to do that? By design. It was by design, by the way. To take away a major income bringer, obviously, Dearborn, and I mean Detroit, for obvious reasons. Completely destroyed. Now, guess who's moved in there? Muslims. It's a Muslim setup by the government and the Vatican, by design.
Hello and welcome to Common Sense TV. I'm your host, Doctor of Common Sense, E.T. Williams. Please visit the website at www.whateverhappenedtocommonsense.com. Please get your copy of the book entitled Whatever Happened to Common Sense. The book is available on Amazon, Creatorspace, and the website. You can also get your, purchase your e-book from the website. I want to talk about the story, and I know everybody's heard about the story from Dearborn. Well, a group of mob-style Muslims attacked the Christians just for holding signs in a peaceful demonstration. And what do you think the police did? That's right, the police got there, and they were on sides of the stone-throwing Muslims. Now, I got a couple of questions. First of all, I want to know, where's all these so-called civil rights groups who normally come out even when there's not even a hate crime? I asked, where's LULAC and La Raza? Where's the NAACP? Where's GLAAD? If a homosexual was attacked like this in Stone, GLAAD would be right out there. The whole homosexual movement would be out there. CNN, CNBC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, all you bastards would be out there. Because as Christians, none of you frauds are coming out there standing up for them. What in the hell is the ACLU? Those bastards sue you over anything. But here we are, Christians out here with a peaceful demonstration, and the bastards started stoning the Christians, and the police officer from Wayne County is actually on the criminal side.
Okay, you got the point there. A little bit of language, but okay. This is going exactly according to plan. See, we're all falling into it. We're not seeing the bigger picture of what's going on. Now, it was really good that he mentioned all those groups, because that's exactly what they'd have done, but this was supposed to go just like it did. Dearborn and Detroit was designed to receive the Muslim terrorists by the government. See, Jesuits, whole nine yards, set up that way. It's happening in Mount Airy, North Carolina, too. See, I see a lot of newcomers out here from foreign lands and different places. From Germany, yeah, from Germany. I'm from Ireland, man. I'm from Ireland, or whatever. That's Jamaican. Anyway, And so sometimes I talk a little loud so people can hear me talk about the Illuminati. I do it out in public. I don't care. And I tell them, I'll call somebody on the phone just so I can talk about it because I'm sitting next to them. That's how I do it. And I'll talk about the Illuminati on the telephone, or I'll talk to the waitress or the bartender behind the bar that brings me my tea. And I will start talking because I know where they're from. See, they destroyed this small town. It used to be called Little Chicago. Had all kinds of things going on here in Mount Airy in 1950s and 60s. Well, they've destroyed it. It's a small little town now. It's Andy Griffin, and they have a little tourist thing going on. That's great. But all of a sudden now, this past 2 years, year and a half, oh, they got all kinds of things going on. Starting to grow all of a sudden. They've destroyed all the knitting mills, the big ones that had all the jobs. Spencer's, Lion's Knit, everything. They're like eyesores downtown. Well, the government buys out through a third party, Freemason, Spencer's downtown. It's almost like a big FEMA camp with wire around it. And then they have an industrial park called the Foreign Trade Zone 230. And very nicely outside of it is industrial park owned by the Chinese in Mount Airy. Yeah. They have a daycare center and they have a hospital outside the front entrance of this industrial park. Nice little pond they got there. And oh, by the way, they just recently acquired a Mandarin teacher in Mount Airy, North Carolina. They got to go teach Chinese. Yeah. So you see what they've done? They get rid of the industry. This is like a little Detroit. It's a really nice little town, though, actually. I mean, it's quiet, really quiet. But it's not going to be, because I keep telling everybody when I go out in places, I said, you watch, in 3 to 5 years, this place is going to be a metropolis. I said, now's the time to buy property, because the foreign investors are going to now start coming in, and here's what they've done. I told some folks last night that they couldn't get away from me fast enough because they were three of them. They shut up right quick because they thought I was some old country boy. I played that role for a little while, and I said, okay, here's what I know what you all have done. I said, what you've done is you've got rid of the industry that used to be here, and you brought in an industrial park because I went through it. I looked at it the other day. Oh, it's big, too. I said, now, you got it where the young people are moving out because there's nothing here for them. So they go to the population centers like Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, New York, places like that. The old people, you just want to die. They used to live here, just get old and die. And the middle class people, you've hooked them to work for you at industrial parks until you bring your own people in. When the North American Union, and by this time they're getting a little upset with me, which I really don't care. I said, when you bring in your North American Union in with your own people, you're going to replace them, aren't you? They don't know that yet. So you bought them off. When I use the word Freemason, they're out there. You see. Yeah, that's how they do things. So this town is going to blossom about three. And I noticed all the restaurants, they're starting to upgrade their insides like a more cosmopolitan inside. So what are y'all doing? Wow, you got all this really fancy stuff going on. Oh, yeah, we're upgrading downtown. They got little gazebos and all kinds of things being put up and all kinds. I said, oh, yeah, I see it coming. That's how they work. That's how they do it, yeah. So, that's what's going on in this country. 290 foreign trade zones in the United States. See, Mount Airy is ideal, center of the North, New York to Florida. It's middle. It's got a major interstate going by it, 77, 74 now. They got two of them. Isn't that great? It's at the foot of the Appalachians. It's midway between New York and Florida, and you got a coastline. Great for traveling drugs, human trafficking, contraband, and whatever else. To four parts of the ocean, out west at the foot of the hills, heading toward Tennessee, Kentucky, etc., and beyond, Florida and New York, right in the middle. That's why it was called Little Chicago in the 50s and 60s. Of course, then they had moonshine and trafficking, whatever else, but they're sneaking in little by little while we sleep. You see, I've been warning people for over 5 years now, even warning the Freemasons, the street gangs, as if they're listening, the military, Joint Chief of Staff, world citizens, etc., that we all have the same enemy. The first common enemy are the secret societies of themselves. Next levels at the secret societies, they have the same enemy as the non-members of the secret societies have. The Russians and military forces are still here, already here anyway. But what they won't, the Russians and Chinese, you won't have a home to go back to because they're going to destroy your families too and bring up the whole Roman Empire in the Middle East. I look way ahead of the game. I see way ahead of what's going on. I like to see the forest, not the trees. And for those foreigners that's here, they're going to target your homes as well. It's going to happen. Well, y'all, the bucket game. Dumping water over your head for cure of a disease. You know that there is like 2,300 people missing every day, daily. That's amazing. You think with this tyrannical government that has cameras everywhere, satellite, that you'd find at least 3/4 of the missing people somehow, unless they're being used for something else? Bucket of water on the head. She'll wake you up, won't it? The old habit of when you win a football game, your team throws water on you or Gatorade or something. Well, start linking up the age of Aquarius here. Let's call it for what it is and what's going on. Okay. This is going to encompass quite a few things in this age of Aquarius, because that's what we're talking about. The pouring of water from a cup, the pouring of water from a pitcher. Aquarius is what this is all about. The age of Aquarius is the bringing of a new evolution of man. Age of Aquarius brings in Sanan de Manuel, the false prophet. Some astrologers say the age of Aquarius actually began in 2012. A pouring water Aquarius. Those in the know, a little hint. And I hope, I really, really hope I am dead wrong. But a little hint is something called the Hoover Dam. I'll leave that alone for a while. But what about this baptism? What about this pouring of water? What about this issue? What is bigger than what it really is? You know, if you wanted to get money for a good cause of a disease that you want to try to, you know, cure or something, you wouldn't be murdering your microbiologists, about 300 of them, between 2006, 2008 now, would you? Well, that's what they did. Murdered 300 or more. I got names of them. Not all 300, but 3/4 of them. And you wouldn't produce, you wouldn't actually engineer diseases like HIV at Fort Detrick, Maryland, a derivative from the Ebola virus, which is also created, and the Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is created from the same type of virus, autoimmune deficiency disease, created at Fort Detrick, Maryland, a created disease. And Pat Robinson, shut up. He's a 33rd degree Mason. God did this to this, that. He's a liar. He's a Freemason. 33rd degree Pat Robinson. Member of the Council of National Policy, too, no less. Under the Council of Foreign Relations. The Illuminati. That's your Pat Robinson. They blame God for something Satan's doing. That's his role at 700 Club. Nope, I'm not gentle at all. Check it on your own. Go for it. You know, 3,500 years ago, land was pulled apart. The land was divided after the languages were divided. Separated cultures. Water destroyed the coastlines and large loss of life. Appears to be coming around again 3,500 years later. Age of Aquarius. Water to be poured out. You see, in order to get donations for a disease, cure of a disease, you'd have a nice little YouTube presentation, TV. You'd have interviews and a Dr. Feelgood kind of, you know, cozy kind of program. Talk about money to cure this disease. However, to do that, you'd also be supporting the use of stem cell research. Oops. That involves the aborted babies, and promoting stem cell research supports abortion. So, that'd be a little bit touch and go now, wouldn't it? That's a problem. Because not everybody supports abortion. Now, do they? No, they don't. Abortion is a ritual. It's a ritual of child sacrifice. That's the purpose of abortion. The only purpose of abortion. They don't tell you that. See, there's a long history of abortions being performed by practicing witches. It's come out in public again and again, along many times in blatant statements by the witches themselves. It amazes people, it amazes me how the public just don't pay attention. There was a Patricia Wendell. She is owner of an abortion business called Aware Woman. She was an avowed witch, like Rollins of Harry Potter book series. She raised a stink some time ago, said, I quote, "You practice your religion and let me practice mine. My religion is holy ritual child sacrifice," unquote. A little Mayan thing going on there, huh? She got away with it because her abortion clinic is legal. In fact, she meant to make news to promote one of her books, Targets of Hatred, Anti-Abortion Terrorism. She's just one of five or more. They're part of this and proud of it. The Masonic maxim is true that everything is really out there in plain sight. People don't believe their eyes and ears if they don't believe evil is real. It goes all the way up to your presidents and your congressmen, your CEOs, kings and queens of this world are involved in this. They wear the robes and they kill the children. Yeah, 2,300 people missing every day. 800 to 900,000 children every year. Three quarters are unaccounted for. That's a big hint, and it's not subtle. You understand the evil you're dealing with here? There's an epidemic of Satanism coming out some of the guise of Christianity, using Christianity as a weapon. Planned Parenthood is part of this. So they could have used a different way of promoting this besides pouring water on themselves. So why did Gates come up with this idea of this water deluge over your body to freeze your butts off just to make money? Not one penny of that's going to go for supporting any kind of cure. Baptism is an act of obedience, but not required for salvation, but necessary because God asks it to. But you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit as well. It doesn't mean you become born again, and then you say, well, I can't complete it unless I find me some water to dump into. Word me a preacher. You depend on a preacher. No, you don't. You can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Water gave birth to the physical universe, didn't it? God divided the waters and created the second heaven and the known universe you have today, because in the battle of in heaven before the creation of the world and the universe, there's a battle, there's a war went on. God threw Satan and his angels out of heaven. Water covered the universe. How that worked, I don't know. That's God's business. Has a lot to do with frequency, vibration, and spiritual beings going through water and whatever. It's just, but in looking at Genesis 1, you'll find out. He divided the waters. Divided the waters. Yes, he did. Because when Satan was kicked out, he had somewhere he had to go. So God split the waters and made the physical universe, unseated Satan and the angels that followed him, a third in heaven, into the known universe. There's your so-called aliens. Balls of light, the second heaven, called orbs, but kicked out of heaven. Not physical, but supernatural. But not angels, because they're not there anymore. But in the physical universe, those planets are their homes. They have no bodies. They have orbs that they can travel, because that's all that can exist in the known universe. Flesh will not exist in the universe. It'll fry like a goose. Like throwing your pet mouse in the microwave. Don't mean to be graphic, but that's what would happen when you go outside the Van Allen belt. Flesh cannot survive in any kind of equipment or so-called space suit. But supernatural can in the second heaven. So God made way for the second heaven, which was a known universe, for the fallen angels and Satan to reside on Saturn, Uranus, and Mars, and whatever else. They can exist that way, and that's where they are. So to get them on this planet Earth in the first heaven, they must open up portals to allow second heaven beings to come inside, and that's where human sacrifice and abortions come in, and child sacrifice, and wars, and murder, and rituals, and holidays. Now you get it? Whew, it's taking me time to get there. That's what this is all about, so they can get on Earth and have their kingdom and take vengeance of what God did to theirs before the flood of water. That's as simple as I can make it right now. Well, I'm not done. When God divided the waters and made the second heaven, the known universe in Genesis 1, then came the seed of the earth, his habitat, his for those who created in his image to take the place of Lucifer in the first heaven. But first you must go through the trials. The wheat and the tares. Y'all getting it now? Satan and his fallen angels were cast out of the third heaven now to the second heaven. That's where they are. And they're taking their revenge. You're born in the water you came out as. As the earth was born of the water, it was once in, or never was, but God divided the land, divided the water, created the known universe. Out of that, he created the earth, out of the water, out of the water. Now, when you're born in the water, and you come out. The water comes out before you. to be born again, as you receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your life as your Savior, it's a conscious act of repenting of sins and believing on Him. But then an act of faith, you agree to be baptized. You're put back in the water and brought out of it, not sprinkled on top of you and not poured over top of you. It's a reversal. It's a mockery of God's baptism. It's only part of it. And cold water to cause shock. It's an act of mocking God. To sprinkle water on top down is an enactment of the Aquarian Age. It's a reversal of becoming out of the water. There's an actual YouTube presentation I've seen of a priest down in Mexico, I believe it is, that has a very large following. He wears a robe, white robe, with Batman on it, or Spider-Man, depends, to bring the kids in. I mean, there's a lot of people in this. Kind of a makeshift cathedral. It's third world country, kind of. It's not a big thing. It's not a wealthy kind of, you know, it's like a dirt floor, you understand? That was a terrible description. But anyway, a lot of people, a lot of kids. Well, every time he finishes his mass, guess what? He comes out with a water blaster. I kid you not. Fluorescent green and yellow. Something he might have got at Toys R Us in Tijuana. He comes out with a water blaster, no kidding, of holy water, for goodness sakes. He needs a water blaster. Why? Because he blasted from the pulpit or whatever out into the crowd. Everybody gets sprayed with water from top down. And they leave thinking they're saved or saved, whatever they believe they're leaving, because they got hit with water, baptized. What? Are you got to be kidding me? I'm not kidding you. I'm dead serious. Christening does not work. It's a reversal of baptism. I know I'm not making many friends right now, but I'm not here to make friends. An act of faith, you agree to be baptized, or it's not available. He can baptize you in the Holy Spirit anyway. However, when you're water baptized, you're placed in the water and you're brought out of the water, as you did when you fell out of the mother's womb. You're brought out of the water. Masons hoodwink you in their ceremonies and then take the hoodwink off your face. So now you see light. You're baptized from darkness to light. Whoa, that's another reversal. Mimicking the Aquarian Age. The same for the ice bucket challenge to mock the true act of baptism. Not out of water, but the water comes down on you. Ash Wednesday, the cross is to cut off your connection to God. It's a cross. The cross is an instrument of terror, an instrument of torture. Jesus ain't on that cross. There's no symbol, no idol to be worshipped. No day to be made holy, except the Sabbath. Of any day you choose, by the way, that's another story. It says in the Bible, not me. But the cross is not of God. He's off that cross. The holidays are all pagan to mark the times for the sacrifices, by the way, that you all don't know about, the moons. Family, y'all got to know everything's backwards on this earth. If they've turned around. Someone asked me, said, well, if you don't believe all this, you don't believe in Satan, you don't believe it is, it shouldn't be a problem. I said, well, okay. I said, well, let's look at it like this then. You got two people standing there looking at this live wire. And one person says, that's a live wire, because the sign says, another person says, I don't believe it. And one person A says, it is, you better not touch it. And person B says, I just don't believe it. My belief is it's not live wire, and I'm going to show you. Well, CPR next. Your belief doesn't change the supernatural. And your disbelief that there's a Satan, that's what he wants you to do, is not believe in him. That's why these preachers are failing and not talking about spiritual warfare, which is taken out of the Bible. The Bibles, except for the King James, they take out how to do spiritual warfare. Matthew 17:21, they've taken out of the Bibles. Three or four of them I know of. Family, this is important. And the preachers aren't talking about demons that even exist in the churches and demonize. They can demonize Christians. Possessing is one thing. Being demonized is just another thing. Two aren't synonymous. If you've taken a blood oath and Freemasonry, you're possessed. You've brought demons to your house. You might as well play with a Ouija board. So you have to be delivered, clean out your house. Well, those demons are going to infect your entire family for four generations. Father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather. You might have witchcraft in your family. You might have a Freemason family. You got to cut that line off. What I mean is, you got to renounce it and ask for forgiveness of that curse. You got to do it. God remembers. It says in the Bible, four generations. Whoa, we're almost at the end here today. What happened? Family, this is important things I've talked to you about today. And this is how Satan sneaks up on you. There's an Oklahoma Catholic bishop that dropped a suit over a planned black mass. They got this wafer thing. The Satanists did. And they were going to plan to use it in a black mass to reverse it. Same thing about their rituals. Halftime shows. The MTVA awards in 2009 when Jack Black was given a prayer to the devil in front of about, you know, over several thousand stars. In the audience. Show me those horns. Show me those horns. Let's pray the devil. On TV, he said. Family, this is what's really on the backside. What's being hidden from you. I try to bring it up to the forefront. And it's picking up steam. Big time. Real fast. Florida's gay marriage ban is latest to be struck down by the federal judge. It's moving right along fast. Judge strikes down Florida's same-sex marriage ban. They don't have any weddings yet. In the Bible Belt, gay marriage rights increasing in flux. And you got the race war in Ferguson, Missouri. To find out, that's what I'm talking about. And you can know that the smoking gun is about Ferguson being staged. Actors out there, sergeant majors out there playing this, that, and the other. Man, family, they're sneaking up on us. You got to pray it away. Look to Jesus Christ individually. And then come together in prayer groups, not prayer chains, prayer groups. Because it's going to be a supernatural war you're going to fight. Not going to be the Joel's army. A military takeover of the U.S. government. Oh, goodness gracious. Next week, I'm going to talk a lot about some of these things. I'm going to talk next week, remind me, those of you that keep track, about the Merrick's Gardasil vaccination that's killing preteens by design. I know I've got all kinds of good news, but if you don't hear the bad news, you won't know what to do when it comes around to you. Trust in Jesus Christ. Ask for discernment and wisdom. And look at him, not a religious leader, not a pope, not a pastor, not an evangelist, not a religion of any kind, not a group, movement, or whatever. Look to Jesus. He's bringing his own kingdom. This one is going to be wiped away. Your treasure's in heaven, not here on earth. And no, I'm not going to hit you up for any kind of donation. I don't even have that on my website. Don't want it, and ain't going to be there. I'm talking about your eternal life. Your treasures are in heaven. The ones down here are controlled by the councils, committees of Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, globalists, etc., etc. If I try to explain in very minute, well, I mean very general terms, actually, trying to bring it a bear to you, I hope I have done it. For everybody, even the ones that don't like me talking about it, you got to realize what you're involved in. When you have 1 million people in the United States missing in 2010, there's a problem. Something is going on here in this tyrannical government that can't find them. Family, all the governments on the earth is culpable in this Luciferian agenda. This cold water challenge is a ritual of the age of Aquarius, ushering in by ritual Sanan de Emmanuel. It's all ritual. Family is all about depopulation. Look to Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. They're going to start keep poking. I don't know how far it's going to go in Ferguson, or whether it's just a test like it was in the Nevada with the Bundys. It's a test of white on white and the Patriots versus the government and all that. It's all scripted out, every bit of it was. A lot of these things you see on YouTube where they, let me check your ID. Why are you doing it for? Blah, 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 blah. It's all scripted out to incite you. So family, don't fall for it. Well, we're coming to the end of the program, Lord, family. And, tonight I won't have Bible study. They're going to have to, they're doing some kind of work on the wave panel on my site. It'll be, see, the site is controlled in Europe. And they're going to have some kind of upgrading or something, I don't know what, for the whole system. So tonight, no Bible study, because they'll be messing with it. It's been planned for quite a while. I got the exact times lately, and it's going to be the same times that I'll have my Bible study. Almost forgot to mention it. Any comments about today's broadcast, send them to me, good, bad, or otherwise. If not, that's okay, too. Next week, I'll hit the ground running again, starting Monday, 4 to 6, and then Monday only, 9 to 11. Then, of course, Tuesday, back on track, 4 to 6, and then 8 to 9, Bible study. So, y'all have a good night, great weekend. Study up on the scriptures. Do your praying. Trust in God through Jesus Christ. Study your King James Bible. If you don't got one, get one. But get ready. They got something cooking. I can't really tell you what. Don't know when exactly. But you'll know when. And be ready. Because Jesus is coming back. There's your hope. There's your history. Your history is your future. In the future, him coming back will be your history already, because he is coming back. So good night. God bless. Have a great weekend. This is The Watchman, signing off. Shining out from him like sun.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.